What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live outies. But isn't that time? Maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone down, downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or your favorite podcasting application, not iTunes.
Fuck you, iTunes.
Hey, iTunes may be around. It might not. I don't know. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckaroni, Tony, loony, boony out of it.
Go fuck yourself.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, everybody. Happy impeachment week.
Oh, wee wee.
Trump still impeached.
Zut alors!
Asterisk.
Oh, yes. Right. Because that's who he is now, right?
He's an asterisk president.
The impeached president.
Only the third to be impeached, actually. Right.
Good job, Schittler.
Fully, totally impeached.
We expected this, by the way. We expected this sooner. Actually, what I expected, I thought Hillary would win. And then when Trump got elected, we thought Ivanka would make Trump do good things. And that was bullshit. And then we thought when Trump got elected that once the Republicans got the evil shit they wanted, they would impeach him. They didn't. So here we are, right?
Yeah, even Nixon's like, ha 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 ha.
Yes.
They didn't get me.
And you know what?
I left before they couldn't take me.
Well, we have Richard Little Dickie Nixon in the studio today.
I'm not a crook.
You know what's funny? All these fuckheads that hate Nancy Pelosi so fucking much.
Well, she does have a vagina.
Right. But she's the one doing it. She
has the mastermind.
Outthought this motherfucker.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
And all of his
minions.
Evil shit monkeys.
Yeah. She outthought the fuck Gibbons. And here we are. And now she's going to shove a fuck Gibbon up his asshole or something like that. Ah, the monkey analogy fell apart. Yay. It's Friday.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. As always, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
You nutball.
We're going to get our waggle our secularism a little bit more.
Oh, shit.
Out at everybody.
That's right, Pat.
And plenty to talk about.
Yay.
Because Trump has nuzzled up to the evangelicals.
Oh, yes. He absolutely has, Pat.
And this whole thing with this, there's more. We ended the show yesterday talking about how Christianity Today.
Yes.
A rag originated by Billy Graham, I think, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Came out with a scathing editorial from the editor there saying right. Trump must be impeached. He's morally bankrupt,
oh,
basically.
Yes. Right.
All the truth.
Did they mean to publish that article back when he was putting children in cages and doing the zero tolerance thing?
No.
That didn't bother them, but this does.
I think a lot of them, what cemented it was the Syria.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And saying, sure. Fuck the Kurds.
Right. Right, right.
And get massacred.
Yes.
Like good Americans do.
Perfect. That's
to
lovely.
Our allies.
Eh, oh, yes.
Fuck you. You're on your own.
The Republicans are very confusing. It's confusing about what they will care about, you know. I mean, racism, yeah, they're racist.
Sure.
But now Christianity Today is saying Trump needs to be impeached. Right now.
Well, not all, because already the evil Trumpist evangelicals.
Yes.
Are attacking Christianity Today now.
Really?
As if it's some, well, including Trump. We'll read his tweet.
But it's from Billy Graham. He's like Elvis to these Jesus fuckers.
Well, he started it. It's not Billy Graham anymore.
Right.
And I think Trump brings that up. Like how far it's fallen since the wonderful Billy Graham.
Did he say that?
No, let's see. Oh, God, he is. Right. Well, Franklin. Said Billy Graham voted for Trump. Remember, right. Billy Graham just died recently.
Oh, yes. Like,
at the age of 193.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was surprised he died. He's older than Yoda.
But apparently Franklin Graham told Don that Billy voted for him before he died.
Oh, shit. Wow.
So Trump tweeted this.
Right.
Thank
right,
you,
right.
Franklin Graham. He's really pissed about this Christianity Today thing.
It really bothers him.
He's
for some
really,
fucking reason.
Really,
you know?
Really, really mad.
That's weird. I mean, you know, I think the thing that pisses him off is that I'm going to say something, and you might disagree with me, and Shelby might disagree with me. Yeah. Shelby actually doesn't give a fuck about anything but that Kong toy right now.
Yes.
I think Trump isn't really into Jesus.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
Yeah. And I think that he's tried to pretend like he's been into Jesus. And I think he feels like that he's humored the shit out of these evangelical motherfuckers. And how dare they betray him? I think that's how he feels. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think he feels hurt. Like he's really sucked their dick.
Yeah,
man.
He feels.
I mean,
look what I did. I moved the capital, or right. I moved the embassy in Jerusalem. What more do you Christians fucking want from me?
I mean, you know, I
made Mike Pence my goddamn vice president.
Right. I'm actually trying to think like a fascist, racist asshole who's not into Jesus, but has went out of his way to make these fuckers happy. Of course, he's pissed. He did everything for these fuckers.
He retweeted himself.
That's
stupid. He retweeted himself from December 18th. All caps. This entire tweet is all caps.
Screed.
Such atrocious lies by the radical left. Do nothing, Democrats. This is an assault on America. An assault on the Republican Party. 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation points. Retweeted himself.
In all capitals.
Okay, here we go.
God.
9 hours ago.
Yes.
A far left magazine.
Right. I mean, correct.
He's talking about Christianity Today.
Christianity Today? What does he mean far right, left? Far left? But it's Christianity Today. Well,
they don't like him.
Right. So that makes him
very
left.
Important. I'm getting a call from Beverly Hills, California.
Hi.
A far left magazine, or very progressive, as some would call it, which has been doing poorly and hasn't been involved with the Billy Graham family for many years. Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call. And would rather it would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns.
Oh God. Why
non-believer.
Did he...
By the way, there's no of the seven that were on the debate stage last night. None of them have said they are non-believers.
Right. Right.
So he's saying you'd rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president.
Good God. What the fuck? Why does he have to throw in guns?
No president has done more for the evangelical community. It's not even close. Oh, it's exactly what you're saying.
Oh, shit.
You owe me, you motherfucker.
Yes. Pay up.
You'll not get anything from those Dems on stage. I won't be reading E.T. again.
Oh, my God.
He meant C.T.
Yeah, but he's not going to read Christianity Today again.
I think he said that about 70 years ago.
Right. Well, but I would
and
say
has followed up.
Right. And I don't think you read any. Yeah,
exactly. He's never. Yeah.
You can't say
what the fuck is Christianity Today. Somebody had to tell him.
Well, listen, one thing I will never agree with anyone on is he hasn't read shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he probably hasn't finished a book.
Don Jr.'s book. Yes or no?
Fuck no! Fuck no!
Come on.
No!
You don't think he curled up with a Happy Meal?
Don Jr. didn't read that book.
Melania?
Oh, right. No. I mean, he might have curled up with Ivanka.
Ew.
Not Melania. And no, he hasn't read Don Jr.'s book. That's...
He said he did.
Well, he lied, you know. He said he read Don Jr.'s book.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Hey, Donald, I don't fault you for not reading that book. I know he's your son, but you all suck. I mean.
Oh, no.
Yes.
He retweeted a post from The Hill.
Oh.
And the headline says, Pierce Brosnan praises Trump. What he's done for the economy is very good.
Does he really praise Trump?
Trump tweeted that.
Right. Pierce Brosnan likes Donald Trump?
Well, it's The Hill.
Oh, God.
Well, however, Pierce Brosnan, the story starts. Pierce Brosnan once suggested he might leave the United States because of President Trump. But now he acknowledges there's been at least one bright spot during his presidency, the economy. Well, that's a kind of a fucked up spin on it. If he said, I'm going to leave the country because of this guy.
You know, I have to ask a question. I'm getting my stuffy Brits mixed up. Is this
007?
Brosnan. Who's the other guy that I'm thinking of that sounds like him that's a British dude with dark hair, white guy? Very irritating, though. He ran a game show or some shit like that. You know who I mean.
British guy game show.
He's a real douche. He comes off as a douche. Pierce Guy.
Guy Pierce?
No.
Guy Pierce is an actor.
Yeah. Fuck.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's a famous guy. I mean, you know, he had a national television show.
I can't think of who you're thinking of.
Guy, I can't either. Well, I obviously can't. Shit.
We're
fucked. Shelby? Okay.
I think what he's done for the economy is very good.
Yeah.
He said, people are working, and that's a step in the right direction.
Jeez.
This country is part of my life, he said. I'm an American citizen. I love America. Americans have been very good to me. I want to see happiness come back to our society. It's a different tone than last year when he was doing an interview where he says, Trump has torn the country apart.
Yes.
And you have to work out how much longer you can stay here.
How can you... Wait.
He said... Trump has to pay attention to climate change. He has to support the rallying call of young people. He has to get out of the coal business, the oil business. It's just devouring the earth around us. There are other ways. We've seen it from other societies, other cultures.
So you know, Pierce Brosnan, I have a question. How can you say, on one hand, you like what he's done with the economy? But then on the other hand, I'm not sure how much longer I can stay here. And he's fucking up climate change and he's doing all this other bad shit.
I saw a...
How do those two things exist together?
I saw a video.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who it was. But this person was talking about...
Yes.
Had mentioned the... It's about crypto coins. It was a yes. Video about crypto coins.
Oh, cool.
The guy was saying that, you know, he was talking, he also does market trading. So he's talking about how the markets,
yeah.
And he was talking about how there was like zero effect on the market the day that Trump was impeached.
Right.
And it basically said because they knew what the outcome would be.
Right.
So he said it was pre-priced into it over the previous couple of weeks already.
Right.
So they knew.
They weren't surprised. Everybody knew the House was going to
impeach
him.
They knew
him.
How the vote was going to go. It's not a cliffhanger. So
Piers Morgan is who I was trying to think of earlier.
Oh, he is a douche.
He's a douche, right?
Yeah, he's a complete wanker.
Yeah. Wanker.
This guy said, and this one hit me like a brick.
Ooh.
He said he was going out after the impeachment.
Yes.
He said people were asking him, well, that means that Pence is our president now?
No shit.
I mean, so still, there's a level of...
What a bunch of dipshits!
Bunch of people out there who don't know what the fuck is going on.
But there, you know... there are people out there working three jobs and... or two, whatever, working their fucking dick off. And I get it. I get it. You don't have time. You don't have fucking time to see what's going on. But this, you know, at some point, don't you have to know that... I don't know. How do you not know that? How do you not know that it's not President Pence today?
Right.
Because you would know, dickhead.
One would hope, but apparently not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are a lot of people. We do this every day and all the time. And
well,
our listeners are woke and into it and paying attention.
Oh, absolutely.
We give a shit and pay attention to what's going on. But there's a big... waddling mass out there of people who just don't. Ugh. And sadly, a lot of them just get fucking Fox News because they go somewhere and fucking Fox is on the TV. You go to the doctor's office
and Bennigan's.
Fox is on it. Bennigan's.
Bennigan's here in Pensacola. If you go after 10 p.m., the bartender there always has fucking Fox on.
Ugh.
Why? Why? Is Donald, maybe Putin's paying the bartender? I don't know.
That is what is going on. Yes. Was that the HuffPo? Did we?
You know, the thing is.
Oops. Yeah.
You know, just because, let's say, in the unlikely event, the Republicans in the Senate decide, you know what, for the good of the country, let's get rid of this guy. He's dangerous. You know, we're worried about...
That's never going to be the reason.
He's abusive to minorities and gay people. He's a hateful little fuckface.
The only reason would be, oh my God, now people don't like him and they won't vote for
yeah,
him.
That's it!
That's the only criteria that will make them change their mind.
Is there any irony there that someone in the House of Representatives or the Senate, these are bodies that represent us. The only person they give a fuck about is their own little fucking starfish.
Right, right.
That's all they care about. I mean, the thing is, Pence could be involved in this shit, too, and he could be impeached, too. And if Donald Trump is impeached and removed, explain to me how Pence won't be. How's he not involved in all this bullshit?
Yeah, right.
I mean, especially with the stuff Mueller was looking into. He was in charge. Wasn't he in charge of the, transition team.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they're not going to, they're not going to convict him in the Senate. I mean, under any circumstances, not for these. Maybe they'll find something, you know, pile on some more articles in the upcoming months.
You know, the thing is, let's say.
We do it one a week.
Oh, yes.
Week's article of impeachment.
Right.
Brought to you by the Emoluments Clause.
You can sponsor them.
Sure.
Which article do you want to sponsor? Mm-hmm. What article can Crab Diving sponsor? I mean,
it's
fuck.
Very American.
Yes. You know, yeah. Damn it. I had one more fucking thought.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck it. It doesn't matter. It probably was.
I haven't heard this.
Yes.
This says, this is Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Hi, everybody.
I like to talk about Ivanka after I have sex with someone. It's real creepy.
Ivanka, this is says talking about her dad getting impeached. She's off game, not looking or sounding like she usually does. And this person says that this is fear talking. So this is her in an interview, and apparently she's...
she didn't give a fuck about her dad.
She's not the usual robot.
You think she's worried about her brand?
I haven't heard this.
Has now been impeached. She is now only the third U.S. president to go through this. What has been the impact? Has he made peace with it?
He's energized, as are 63 million plus voters who elected him.
As are the 66 million right. plus voters. Actually, 70 plus million, because if you count fucking Gary Johnson's votes and Jill Stein's votes.
Gary Johnson?
And, I'm voting for my own rectum votes.
Aleppo!
Then... the right ends.
Right, right.
There, that's like 10 million more. So 70 something million people did not vote for Donald Trump.
A majority.
An overwhelming majority.
You know, it's crazy because when you're talking about an election, I feel like the word majority comes into play usually.
Right. Right? I mean, you have, an electoral system designed by former slave owners.
Yeah, and you know...
Dead this, slave owners this who is what, were slave owners.
Oh my God, yeah.
They're former humans.
Yes. This is what I was... What I forgot. I was going to say this. I know the chances of this are zero, but if Nancy Pelosi were to end up president after all this bullshit because they impeach and remove both these fuck faces...
Yes.
There is no way... You could ever argue the fact that she would be the most brilliant politician on the planet.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's energized.
Oh my God.
Energized.
What drugs? She's on some sort of antidepressant, mood altering drugs, as Annie's.
To go through this. What has been the impact? Has he made peace with it?
He's energized, as are 63 million plus voters who elected him to office. This is historic, as you note, in many ways, including the fact that it is the first purely partisan impeachment.
I'm surprised to hear you say energized.
It is purely partisan.
Well, it's not purely partisan. There are some Republicans that support his removal, his impeachment.
it's not the reasons for it.
Yes,
it's ending up being purely partisan because you've got Team Treason over there, the GOP cum lords,
right,
who are swimming around in big giant Greek fountains of Russian jizzle.
By the way,
Go ahead.
I was if you're fans of cum lords, come see the comedy tonight at the Back Porch Bar and Grill in Pensacola. It starts about 8:30.
What have you got going on?
Well, you know, I have. I thought
every other Saturday.
I was thinking that's a great name for the Cum Lords of Comedy. That is a great name for a tour or something. The Cum Lords. But if you spell cum with a K, it's not dirty, right?
Well, the come and go.
Oh yeah, that's true. The Cum Lords,
where you can get gas.
That's true.
It's K-U-M.
Yeah. Cum Lords. That's tough to get somebody to put on a marquee.
He's energized.
She's on Xanax, or she's drunk.
This is historic, as you note, in many ways, including the fact that it is the first purely partisan impeachment.
Hold on a second. I'm making sure I have plenty of vocal fry.
In many ways, including that. But the fact is, that little thing she does in the middle, that wackadoodle fucking bullshit. What is that? She's trying to think of what she wants to say?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, my God. In many ways, including that.
She's trying to formulate words through the vapidity.
How do I just say my dad? I don't want to say she's like, my dad's a Nazi.
Impeachment. I'm surprised to hear you say energized, because when I read the letter that your father sent to
the batshit crazy letter,
that's a good fucking point. I read it's some fucking article in Salon. Someone took on the idea that the press, they will not ever mention his mental illness. They won't say it. They will say things like, the letter that was sent to the to Nancy Pelosi. You mean, in what you said, you mean the crazy ass fucking letter?
Yes.
There's no way.
Most of the people on the stage.
But there's no way you can describe, you would be able to, there's no way to reasonably describe Trump's letter to Nancy Pelosi without saying it's, while saying it's fucking nuts. Like, you're going to leave that element out of it.
Well, let's see if she goes there. I'm feeling no.
Mm-hmm. Partisan impeachment. I'm surprised to hear you say energized, because when I read the letter that your father sent to Speaker Pelosi, he seemed angry. And in fact, he wrote, "You do not know, nor do you care, the great damage and hurt you've inflicted upon wonderful and loving members of my family." Was that a reference to you?
I don't know. You don't like not that. Tiffany, because he hates her.
Well, I think they could have substituted family with Ivanka. I mean, if there's anyone he remotely gives a fuck about, it's her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe not even.
Wonderful and loving members of my family. Was that a reference to you?
I don't think the words are mutually exclusive. You can be angry at a process that is unjust. So there can be anger. Anger at the opportunity cost to the Americans we're all here serving. And what could have gotten done? Angry at the waste of time. Angry at the collateral damage. Angry, but it's still energizing and it focuses.
She's out of her mind.
Angry, but it's still energizing. Did I say it was energizing?
You know, it's so funny that so many people thought Ivanka would be like some sort of balancing force in the White House. She would pull her dad in certain directions. She would have an influence, but she hasn't. And we don't even know if she's had an influence, a negative influence. We don't even know if she's made him worse. We know she hasn't helped.
Hasn't she created like 470 gazillion jobs according to Donald Trump?
Right. Absolutely, Pat. She's like, I don't know.
Ivanka.
And I am not trying to sound like an asshole. I don't know how else to say this. It's just like if we had President Hilton. And we're listening to Paris. And I'm not trying to be a dickbag.
You're right.
I mean, is Ivanka a lawyer? Didn't she graduate Harvard or some shit like that? Isn't she a lawyer?
No, I think she's got an MBA.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Does Paris Hilton have an MBA?
I think she's fucked a few people in the NBA. Does that count?
Yes, it does, Pat. That's crazy. I don't know. This is sad. This is fucking sad. They're debating. She's trying to say that that her dad isn't angry?
They're not mutually exclusive, Ryan. He can be energized and angry.
When she says they're not mutually exclusive, what is she?
And energized. Because she said he's energized.
Yes.
And the journalist said, "Well, I'm surprised you say energized because I read his batshit letter and he sounds, I don't know, I'm going to call it a little bit pissed."
Right. And then, and she's saying, well, that's
and
energized.
She's like, well, you could be both. You could be angry at what's happening, but energized that you're going to help the people.
I think someone charging them a lot of money gave her the word energized.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah,
is she getting talking points?
Probably Stephen Miller. Or something?
Look, if you go on, you tell that lamestream enemy of the people that President Trump is energized.
They've got us wearing these armbands. They're red and black. I don't know why we're wearing them.
When Ivanka Trump was in boarding school as a teenager,
yes,
she got into modeling on weekends and holidays.
Okay.
But absolutely not during the school year. She was featured in print advertisements for Tommy Hilfiger and Sasson jeans.
Oh, oui, oui, Sasson.
She walked fashion runways for Versace, you know, a bunch of others.
Oh, my God, that guy killed Versace, man. Oh, God, that was fucking horrible. Kunanen.
Trump joined the Trump Organization in an executive position.
So wait.
She went from boarding school.
Yes.
To college.
Yes.
To an executive position.
But.
In the Trump Organization.
But to be fair, to now, pay off her school loan, she also had to drive Lyft in the evenings. Yes.
I can't believe that Hunter Biden got any work based on his last name. That's just wrong.
The reason. And Donald, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, the podcasting app, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com, the problem with your son saying that they didn't get any special treatment or they're worried about Biden is it's irony maybe, or it's hypocrisy, it's fuckery. Fucking insanity. Your kids are in the White House. Is it Ivanka on the fucking payroll?
She went to the same school that Trump went to, Wharton.
Oh, okay. God.
She graduated cum laude.
Yes.
With a bachelor's degree in economics in 2004.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's hard. Cum laude, right? I mean, in 2004.
Oh, maybe I lied. Maybe she doesn't have an MBA. Maybe she's just got the.
Still, she got the cum laude.
The undergrad that's degree.
You know?
Right.
Did Trump get a cum laude or no?
He was number one in his class.
Oh, was he really? Didn't he say that?
Well, yeah.
His professors, they said.
And I believe the valedictorian that year would have something to say about that,
yes,
also.
Right.
The real valedictorian that year.
Imagine, let's say that was never debunked or whatever. Could you, knowing this Trump, there's no way I would believe it.
Well, and cum laude, I mean, is good.
Yes.
I think I.
Did you cum laude?
I might have been magna.
Right.
Which is, cum laude means graduates in the top 20. 25 or 30% of their class, depending on the institution.
Okay,
which is good.
That's great. That's great. Shit, yes.
Magna is 10%.
Oh, that's even
top
better.
10 to 15.
Cum laude, you could say.
And
hey,
summa cum laude, yes, is 1, 2, or 5%, depending on.
Oh, man, that's tough. Because if you're cum laude, you can just be like, "Hey, everybody's getting pizza. We're gonna party." Next level, you're like, "Oh shit, that's definitely a gift is involved there." But Jesus Christ, you got it. That last one's like, here's your car.
Summa cum laude?
Yeah, that's a car. Yeah. Maybe an RV.
So yeah, she was at least in the top 30% of her class.
What about Paris Hilton?
I don't have any.
Okay.
God, yeah, I must have been like magna then, because I think I was.
What
top
is that?
10 to 15%.
Okay. Good.
And look at how far it's gotten me.
Well, I mean, we're on a podcast right now. Right. You know what I mean?
And it was also a degree in theater. So.
That's hard. What the fuck?
Or degree in acting specifically.
Yeah.
BFA. I'm a big fucking actor.
Right. By the way, if anybody's, I'm sorry, this just dawned on me. If anybody here, if you drove past the Crab Diving Studios and maybe ran over one of the trees in front and just left the
somebody
branch.
Hit one of our trees.
I mean, what the fuck, guys? If you live in the Florida, if you live in Matt Gaetz' district, slow down.
Maybe it was him.
Maybe it was Matt Gaetz was drunk.
Drunk again.
Guys, Matt Gaetz hit our
tree.
Like,
this is where those cucks live.
Listen.
The crabs.
Nobody needs to know where these cucks live. Just don't hit our fucking tree, you assholes. God damn. How the fuck do you hit? I don't even know how you hit that tree. That means they bounced up on the curb, hit the tree, moved the branch.
No, I think it was like a truck or something that.
It broke off
the bottom of the tree.
Really fucking low.
That's why I think it was a truck, though. But if they hit the side of it, it would snap like sideways.
I like that fucking tree. And I will not. No one else is hitting that fucking tree, okay? Jesus.
Over at the HuffPo, it says, yes. They reference last night's debates, which I listened to
yes.
in the entirety.
Right.
Basically. And it was definitely pile on Pete night.
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely pile on Pete
it's
night.
Pile on Pete night.
There was one point where it was like even Amy Klobuchar, who's like the nicest person on the, yeah, on the yeah. stage, was like, fuck him. and he even got a look at his face like he smiled like, holy shit, what's happening?
Damn. I get it though, man. I get it. Like,
well, he's the golden boy right now. He's a couple of polls have him in the lead in Iowa.
I mean, you know, I for fuck's sake, if anybody's listening to this show, please, if you take any, if you want to learn anything or take any message, not learn. I mean, you know, take a message from this fucking podcast. Please vote motherfucking blue. Just please do
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Don't be a fuck. Don't be a fuckhead.
Well, it was both. I think. Tom Steyer
yes.
and Buttigieg last night both made points about that. Like,
right.
we do have to, you know, we can duke it out now, but we have to remember that we need to be unified regardless who on this stage
yes.
might be the nominee.
Right.
And we have to rally our supporters
yes.
to go out and vote for the Democratic nominee
right.
no
right.
matter what.
I mean, you know.
And they both kind of made that point.
Right. And if you live in Michigan, Pennsylvania, what else matters? Florida, you know, those places, and you know, dickheads that are just going to vote incorrectly. You take them aside and you try to explain to them why they're a fucking Nazi and they should really stay home on that day and not vote, or encourage them. You tell them that they're just sit up, tell them like this. You don't know, but you don't understand this. But you're out of your fucking mind right now, and you're fucking nuts. Vote blue, okay? Dickhead. Say it like that.
I do know that trending last
yes.
night was Wine Cave. Which is now...
Oh, my fucking God!
What Buttigieg is going to be saddled with for probably the rest of his political career.
God, I'm trying not just to yell through this whole fucking show today, but I, God damn you fucking Democrats, don't sound like lunatic rich people.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, no, a wine cave?
Well, yeah, and like he had an unannounced fundraiser with gazillionaires.
Yes.
In a wine cave.
That makes you sound crazy.
Well, you know, he took some shit for it.
My God.
But then he basically said, well, you know, I'm not going to turn down anybody that wants to help us, kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of fundraisers I could do that would be fun. I would get, you know, that this gym I used to go to in Chicago was in the middle of Boys Town. And mm-hmm. there were these gay guys that used to work out there.
It's a nickname for.
Yeah, it's a nickname.
A larger gay population
right.
area of town.
But there were these gay men that would work out there. And I've never seen people lift more weight in my fucking life. And what I would do as a fundraiser, I would be like, you know, you get to pick your person from the big gay army and they get to go beat up rednecks as like a fundraiser kind of thing. And it'd be good.
Okay.
That's better than a wine cave, man. Wine cave? God.
The,
meet me at the wine cave.
I don't know if this is the clip.
I mean, that sounds like...
It's a major issue, this question.
Okay, that's people talking about the
You
clip.
Know, like a wine cave sounds like Donald Trump shit. That sounds like weird Mar-a-Lago shit to me. You're not going to have a cave in Florida. It's not right there for that.
Here's Bernie
yes.
commenting on the big donors. I don't know. I would say Bernie is among the winners of the debate last night. Bernie
yes.
was great.
Right.
Nobody, well, Tulsi wasn't there, so there was no one there to, right. to you know, spray feces all over the all over the stage. But
right.
I thought everybody did pretty well. And shame on, listen, somebody needs to vet some of these questions.
Yeah.
Because shame on PBS. What is the rule that every fucking network that runs these debates
yes.
has to have some ridiculous, moronic question pulled from deep within the urethras yes. of some asshole.
The anal cavities!
Executive who was probably like, I've got, let's give him a gotcha question.
Oh, yes.
Who would you ask forgiveness from on the stage? Did you hear that question?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was fucking nuts.
Who would you give a gift to or what? Who would you ask forgiveness from on the stage? And then they go to Yang.
Forgiveness from?
They go to poor Andrew Yang. And,
oh,
and
God.
He had a great moment because he was just like,
I don't know what you're talking about, lunatic.
Give a gift. And then he, I thought he had a great audible. He said, well, I want to give everybody a copy of my book. Which talks about how automation is
yes.
going to kill our economy.
Right.
And it's the fourth industrial revolution.
Yeah.
He said, Elizabeth said she's already reading it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Elizabeth Warren said, he said, I know Elizabeth said she's already got a copy and she's reading it.
I mean, it's like when you go into McDonald's and you're touching the screens and there's one person there. There's
and
like
getting all that feces all over
oh,
your
God
fingers.
Oh, God damn, man. Oh, I know. And you're touching the screens and there's one guy facilitating like five or six people ordering. One guy.
Right.
And he's just kind of wandering around and answering questions. And oh my God, if you really want to get, if you're wondering how smart most people are, watch him try to work these things.
Oh,
and the
well,
poor
yeah.
motherfucker that's got to help some dickhead how to not have tomatoes on his like.
Go to one of these kiosks
sandwich.
Anywhere, the subway,
oh,
if you got to try to load your fucking card.
Damn.
Or whatever, anywhere yeah. that there's kiosks. There's people who don't know what the hell's going on.
But the automation will kill us. There are less people. I don't understand.
Well, it's
going
to kill jobs.
Yeah.
It should be freeing us. There's in the 20s and 30s, there were jerk-off dreams that they were saying, oh, my God, all this great automation is going to free people. By the year 2000, everyone's going to be working like 5 hours a week.
So what the fuck happened?
Greed. Greed.
It makes
the rich
no
people are like, well,
fucking
but,
sense. Then.
Well, they got to work for their money.
It's got to be some evangelical bullshit
that's part
fucked
of it,
everything
that
up.
Calvinist bullshit.
Oh,
the,
like
those
yeah.
fucking Puritans
you
that came
suffer.
Over here when nobody wanted them in Europe. So those ninnies come over here.
Oh my God!
They were fleeing religious persecution. Yeah, they were the ones who wanted to persecute everybody. They were the ones who wanted to force their bullshit on people.
Listen, I think it would be great. We need the UBI. I want that fucking check. And I want robots working. I don't want to work.
Right.
I'd rather have fucking robots doing it.
Star Trek, not
yes.
Star Wars.
Right. Prime Directive.
Which is not interference.
No. Unless it's really necessary.
Right.
Right.
But what does that have to do with?
Well, Prime Directive is Star Trek. You live by the Prime Directive.
Which is...
Yeah, yeah.
To not
don't fuck with history.
Don't
when you're
interfere
time travel,
with
right?
with lesser technologically advanced.
Right. I can see that is not. I just always say that was.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That was where they would study. They yeah. would go to planets and study people like going to a zoo.
Yeah.
There were a couple of episodes where they would go to a planet and
their
cover got blown. Remember?
Oh yeah,
and they,
yeah.
You're gonna violate the Prime Directive if they see you.
And Bones is always concerned about that. By the way, what's his name? He's dead.
DeForest Kelly.
DeForest Kelly. Yes. No. DeForest Kelly is that's Scotty.
James
right?
Doohan.
Damn. Fuck. You're right. Shit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Here's Bernie at yeah. the debate last night saying what he feels about these donors.
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know, the only candidate up here doesn't have any billionaire contributions. But you know what I do have? We have received more contributions from more individuals.
Does Steyer contributing to himself, does that count?
Yeah, I mean, that's a contribution, right?
I mean, I guess.
But you know what I do have? We have received more contributions from more individuals than any candidate in the history of the United States of America at this point in an election, averaging 18.
I do have to say, Biden had a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you put them head to head, I just find Bernie, I don't want to say more with it, but
yeah,
more articulate about right. his shit
yeah.
than Biden.
Shit. I mean,
do you know what I mean? Like right. Biden, offline, we saw yes. that
crab diving offline conversation,
the interview with, Hassan Minhaj from when he interviewed Bernie.
Yeah.
Was it he who interviewed Bernie?
God, I don't
what
know.
What interview did we watch with Bernie where it was Hassan Minhaj, where he okay. was talking about, he was joking with Bernie and Bernie was right there joking with him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember this now.
Yes. I'm going to make you my social media guy.
Bernie was quick.
Right.
Yeah.
He needs to do more of that shit.
Yeah.
Because it really comes off as just like, you know, angry yelling Bernie all the time.
Yeah. I mean, he just has that. He just looks like he looks disheveled, you know.
Well, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he just doesn't give a fuck. Isn't that nice? You see how nice people, that's their complaint about Bernie Sanders. Like, this is a guy that doesn't give a fuck what he looks like. We have a guy that's president now, and that's all he gives a fuck about. His fucking vanity is.
They make those bulbs, you know, and I want to look pretty.
It makes me nuts when you think about, like Bernie has all these great qualities that you see that would make him a great president. I can see how Bernie Sanders can be a great president. I can see how Obama was a great president. It's not one fucking thing with Trump. Even right. when you're just, if you don't know anything, if you observe Trump at anywhere, like a Starbucks or something for 15 minutes, just and you didn't know the guy, just watching him.
Yeah.
You would say, what? I'm sure you would. He would do something to make you come to the conclusion that he's just a lunatic asshole. Like, he would do something in 15 minutes, even if you couldn't hear him, you'd be able to see it.
This is, here's Andrew Yang.
Yay.
Videos. This is from now this.
I like that one though. This is
It's both an honor and disappointment to be the lone candidate of color on the stage tonight. I miss Kamala, I miss Corey, though I think Corey will be back. I grew up the son of immigrants, and I had many racial epithets used against me as a kid. But Black and Latinos have...
This music was not playing under
yeah,
him
yeah.
as he was answering this.
This is great music. I dig it, though.
That's used against me as a kid. But Black and Latinos have something much more powerful working against them than words. They have numbers. The average net worth of a Black household is only 10% that of a white household. For Latinos, it's 12%. If you're a Black woman, you're 320% more likely to die from complications in childbirth. These are the numbers that define race in our country. And the question is, why am I the lone candidate of color on this stage? Fewer than 5% of Americans donate to political campaigns. You know what you need to donate to political campaigns? Disposable income.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
The way we fix this is we take Martin Luther King's message of a guaranteed minimum income, a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for all Americans. I guarantee if we had a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month, I would not be the only candidate of color on this stage tonight.
100% right. 100%
right. Fucking true. I mean, yeah. Got it. But Drudge said he won.
No. The Russian bots
oh,
that voted
Drudge, yeah.
174 times apiece. on the Drudge Report poll decided he won.
Well, you know what? I also...
Be only because Tulsi's not there. Oh, Tulsi won every other debate.
Oh, yes. Well, the Drudge Report. And she didn't want to show up tonight. I forget what her bullshit reason is. Yeah.
Well, the actual reason was she doesn't have enough poll numbers.
Right, right. But she's not invited.
But she tried to preemptive strike it by saying, even if I don't make it, I wouldn't... Or if I made it, I wouldn't go...
You know, she says she's not going to run as a third party, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, why does everything out of her mouth sounds like she wants to a third party?
All right.
And, you know, she's not wrong. We do need a third party, but what we really need is to not have Donald Trump be president. That is the most important thing on the fucking planet right now.
They started talking about age again.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren, one of the lines of the night here.
Senator Warren, you would be the oldest president ever inaugurated. I'd like you to weigh in as well.
I'd also be the youngest woman ever inaugurated.
There you go.
What did Dilly say?
She was ready for that.
What did Dilly say? Trump. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can find it again. Oh, it's worth playing again.
That's got to be a...
There may be a new Brenda Dilly.
Oh, Jesus. What a fucking...
clip anyway.
Asshole. I mean, you know, just think about Brenda Dilly for 2 seconds. Any of these candidates would be so wonderful. You know what I mean?
The debate, you know, I mean, I was really encouraged again by thinking that if any one of those humans up on that stage won the nomination and won the presidency, I would be thrilled. Right.
If Elizabeth Warren gets a nomination, will she pick Andrew Yang for her running mate? And will the Yang gang accept that, yes or no?
I don't believe she would. I would bet that she would pick a woman of color.
Right. Stacey Abrams.
I think Stacey Abrams is on the short list for a lot of the candidates.
Yes.
This is the biggest lesson you could ever take away from Donald J. Trump. And there is many, okay?
I'm so sorry. Right now, I thought we were playing more debate clips. And it's this guy. I thought it would be one of the Democrats.
Oh, this is Dilly.
Yeah, it's like when you drink a glass of orange juice, but you think it's going to be milk.
Oh, yeah.
It's shocking.
This is the biggest lesson you could ever take away from Donald J. Trump. And there is many, okay? There are so many lessons. As a speaker, as a teacher, as a politician, there's so much to learn from this man. And I'm going to make this really quick because I want to get to the next clip, you guys. But that's a man walking in total and complete faith. That is a man in unity with God because he's speaking from the heart. He's doing right by his creator and by the people who he leads. And as such, he's fearless. That's what a man with no fear looks like.
Oh my God.
That is absolutely beautiful. That is exactly what you want to see. Fearless, light, buoyant.
Boy,
this is the biggest lesson.
Buoyant.
Are you?
That was the wrong clip.
Oh, yeah. That is an amazing clip, though. I mean, is he talking about Donald Trump? He is.
Buoyant.
Oh, my God.
Buoyant. This is the clip.
Best thing that ever happened to any of us. Was Obama. Because if you survived that motherfucker, you could survive anything. It made you realize you were running out of time.
If you survived that motherfucker, you could survive anything. We just played this yesterday, but I mean...
Sorry.
we have a lot of people that only listen to the Faithless Friday show, so they'll get this.
But he said, listen to the other fucking shows.
Well, it's a big commitment.
Right. No. But, you know, listen to the other shows.
We appreciate all the
Thank
time.
You. Thank you very much. But, you know, Monday, they're good too.
Well, they're all gems.
Yes. We talk about lots of things.
But I do understand if you've only got a limited amount of time.
I get it. Well, maybe consider not, if you have another podcast you're listening to, maybe get rid of that and put a, you know.
Just lock yourself in a closet.
Yes.
And listen to 10 hours of the
listen
crabs.
To my fucking podcast.
Made you realize. That you had lost your country and you had to take it back.
God.
It got you up off your ass, gave you a purpose, gave you focus. Watching that traitor, that fucking treasonous shitbag jihadi sit in the Oval Office with his feet on the fucking desk.
Oh, God.
It stirred you. It woke you up. Got your fucking ass back involved.
Ugh.
Elected Donald J. Trump and decided, here's my line in the sand. That's it.
Here it comes.
It's Trump or bust, motherfucker.
Trump or bust, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Trump or bust, motherfucker.
And that's it. It's Trump or bust, motherfucker.
that is.
Save that one.
Hey, Mayor Pete, that's the other side. That's who you're reaching across the aisle to work with. Have a ball. Have a ball with that.
It's Trump or bust, motherfucker.
That guy doesn't give a fuck.
Brenda Dilley, everyone.
Oh, my God. Trump or bust, motherfucker. Did he have that written down?
No, I don't think so, unless he's got a prompter.
He didn't like think about that.
An in-camera prompter.
Yeah. God, if that's the case, oh boy. I tell you what, I wanna
interview. That means he wrote that.
Listen to me. If you're listening to this show and you are Brendan Dilley's teleprompter operator, we would love to interview you.
Or
Alex Jones. You know he had a guy that ran the prompter, right?
He's got a prompter, yeah.
Okay, that guy. I want to interview fucking that guy.
We've got, let's see, with the Drudge Report. I don't think we ever checked the Drudge Report headline.
You think Alex Jones ever yelled at his teleprompter guy?
I think
he shot at somebody, right?
In the direction of someone.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would, in the direct, at someone or in the direction of someone is similar, right?
Oh, here's what I was looking for. this is from the debate.
Yes.
So the mayor just recently had a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that. He had promised that every fundraiser he would do would be open door, but this one was closed door. We made the decision many years ago that rich people in smoke-filled rooms would not pick the next president of the...
By the way, like
bam!
Two or three other of them used wine cave at a point from the rest of the night, so...
Yeah, and Tom Steyer, whoever the fuck you are, please... Don't make a face. You know you have a wine cave, you motherfucker.
You know, he said all the right things, too. I like what he said, but he needs to drop the fuck out.
Yes.
And put this money into advertising and shit to take the fucking Senate back these purpley Senate states.
My thing with Tom Steyer, though, is he is the exact type person that we need protection from. And so making him in charge, it makes me nuts.
I don't think so. I mean, I think he's a big giant lib. He is an advocate for taking on corporations and all the money that they have and stuff like that.
But we need people like him to pay more taxes. So,
right.
So we
and
have
he
to,
says that.
Yeah.
But we just need people like him to not buy their way into a fucking
yes.
election.
Right.
If they support all of the same policies we do.
To me,
like Bloomberg.
Right. And I think.
I don't like Bloomberg. But yeah.
And I think to vote for somebody like Tom Steyer is like not fully appreciating the situation we're in now. I mean, Trump is a rich fucker. Tom Steyer is a rich fucker. In that way, they're very similar. And right. So they both want rich fucker shit. Right.
Right.
And so I just can't imagine what we would have. What does Tom Steyer know about what normal people fucking? He's a rich fucker.
Well, he started off not rich.
Yeah.
He's not a trust fund guy.
Okay.
Pick the next president of the United States. Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Mr. Mayor, you're
Oh, shit. No. Don't have fundraisers at wine caves or places that sound crazy. You think it was one of those like parties, like it was, what's that movie, that Kubrick movie? Eyes wide shut like a wine.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody's
yeah.
in masks. Fucking.
So, you know, I mean, it was that they kind of went after each other for that. They yes. a little bit of Medicare for all.
Okay.
Versus strengthening of Obamacare.
Right.
And everything else was kind of.
Yeah.
Declawed catfighting.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Whap, that's good. The biggest hit was Wine Cave.
It, among those two, yeah. Although Klobuchar went after it too, which is, I wonder if I have that.
Klobuchar is still in it. That's amazing. I mean, that's the one thing about this election, which is crazy. It's like, I mean, it when Amy Klobuchar drops out, will we know? Will we know? Will we notice?
Care or no?
Well, I don't know. Both. I mean, there's just so many of them. And there was a major guy that dropped out. Beto. I didn't even know Beto dropped out when he dropped out.
I mean, I like Amy Klobuchar. I don't like her argument here.
Yes.
She goes after Pete for experience.
Yes.
But it seems a little contrived to me because what he said, I also don't like the ageist stuff that's right. going on. Like when, like Swalwell, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
When Swalwell was like, you know, it's time for the pass the torch. It's time to pass the torch. Yeah. Time to pass the torch.
Right.
I don't, that doesn't work for me.
He was the best dressed of all the candidates.
And the Castro always dresses very nicely.
Nah, man. You remember, look up what Eric Swalwell wears.
Marianne Williamson man. Has some nice gauzy stuff.
Is she still in the race?
She's still in the race.
Doing what?
She didn't make the debate.
Okay. Jeez.
But Pete said something about, you know, there's the top three candidates is 100 years in Washington there yeah. or something. And I'm an outsider type right, of deal. Right. And she took offense to that, talking about why experience is not bad.
Yes.
But then she goes after his experience.
Right, right. I mean, somebody going to. Oh,
when we were in the last debate, Mayor, you basically mocked the 100 years of experience.
Meanwhile, this is kind of out of nowhere. Like, she yeah. was answering a question about something else. And this is just like, you know, she's like, launch on Pete.
Yes.
5, 4, 3. And he's looking over at her like, what?
Right, right.
On the stage. And what do I see on this stage? I see Elizabeth's work starting the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and helping 29 million people. I see the vice president's work in getting $2 billion for his cancer moonshot. I see Senator Sanders' work of working to get the veterans bill passed across the aisle. And I see what I've done, which is to negotiate 3 farm bills and be someone that actually had major provisions put in those bills. So while you can dismiss committee hearings, I think this experience works. And I have not denigrated your experience as a local official. I have been one. You know, I just think you should respect our experience when you look at how you evaluate someone who can get things done.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Mayor.
Oh, so she didn't really go after his experience.
She made
directly.
A point. She made a point to say local official.
Right, right.
That's just a sea hair above community organizer.
Anyway, someone who can get things done.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Mayor, I'll give you a chance to respond.
You actually did denigrate my experience, Senator, and it was before the break, and I was going to let it go because we got bigger fish to fry here.
But
you implied that
I don't think we have bigger fish to fry than picking a president of the United States.
Bad line.
Bam.
Bad line, don't you think?
Yeah. On whose part?
On her part.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think for him to say bigger fish to fry, you went after my experience, I let it go because we have bigger issues.
Yeah.
He's saying he's being the bigger person.
Yes.
And for her to say, there's nothing bigger than voting for president. You know, right. I don't know. I kind of bug
it's a cheap line.
Yeah.
It's very cheap.
To fry here, but you implied
I don't think we have bigger fish to fry than picking a president of the United States.
You're right. And before the break.
You know, in a Republican debate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to imply that my relationship to the First Amendment was a talking point. As if anyone up here has any more or less commitment to the Constitution than anybody else up here. Let me tell you about my relationship to the First Amendment. It is part of the Constitution.
that I raised my right hand and swore to defend with my life. That is my experience, and it may not be the same as yours, but it counts, Senator. It counts.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Senator Klobuchar, you have 45 seconds to respond.
I certainly respect your military experience. That's not what this is about. This is about choosing a president. And I know my view of this is I know you ran for to be chair of the Democratic National Committee. That's not something that I wanted to do. I want to be president of the United States. And the point is we should have someone heading up this ticket that has actually won and been able to show that they can gather the support that you talk about of moderate Republicans. And
she's talking about the fact that he couldn't get the DNC to elect him.
Yes. This is bad.
So, yeah.
I mean, she sounds real bad here, man.
Independence, as well as a fired up Democratic base, and not just done it once. I have done it three times. I think winning matters. I think a track record of getting things done matters. And I also think showing our party that we can actually bring people with us, have a wider tent, have a bigger coalition, and yes, longer coattails. That matters.
Thank you, Senator.
I got to respond to that. I got to respond to that. Senator, I know that if you just go by vote totals, maybe what goes on in my city seems small to you. If you want to talk about the capacity to win, try putting together a coalition to bring you back to office with 80% of the vote as a gay dude in Mike Pence's Indiana.
Bam! Just dropped two bombs. He's winning this roast battle. That last one with the military service, bam.
Yeah.
And she's just shat her pants.
Yeah.
This one,
that was the win.
Drop the mic.
For the win.
Leave the stage.
Buttigieg for the win in that exchange. You talk about winning.
Oh, shit.
A coalition.
Yes.
Try winning with 80% of the vote as a gay dude, Mike Pence's Indiana.
Oh, shit.
That's
a good one.
So those were kind of the
right.
That was it. Those were the big battle moments, kind of the whole thing. Everybody left Biden alone.
Yeah.
He did well.
You know, I get why Amy Klobuchar, and I understand why you would want to engage the person in the lead, the front runner, because you get more face time.
Right, right, right.
I mean, this.
Oh,
what is that?
Somebody put. Buttigieg drinking water.
Yeah.
To some moments before Klobuchar mustered the strength to destroy Buttigieg. This is an anti-Buttigieg person tweeting, obviously.
Shit. Right. They say something about a cat.
Huh?
That music.
What?
Were we the only person to hear that music?
No, that's somebody put that music to a clip Buttigieg drinking
right,
water.
Right. Okay.
It's just some. Somebody made a little meme-y thing.
Oh, yes.
That I clicked on. Yes. That I fell for.
Right.
But Amy, I guess there's more to this. It was cut out of that clip. This must be a pro Buttigieg clip.
Yes.
Because after he says that,
right.
Try being winning as a gay man.
That's a good one.
If you want to talk about the capacity to win, try putting together a coalition to bring you back to office with 80% of the vote as a gay dude in Mike Pence's Indiana. To which she said, Mayor, if you had won in Indiana, that would be one thing. You tried and you lost by 20 points. He ran for state treasurer in Indiana and
yes.
got his ass kicked in 2010.
But, right.
So she's saying she's going after him saying that, you know, you couldn't even win.
Right.
Mike Pence's Indiana.
Yeah. I mean, but God, it's like nothing. The problem is.
But who knew that for another thing? She should have said.
Right.
You ran in 2010 for state treasurer. You lost by 25 points. Obviously.
I mean,
you don't win everything you run for in Mike Pence's Indiana.
Right.
Boom. That would have been.
I mean, and also too,
the fatality.
Yes. And also Buttigieg is a veteran. And if she's going to go after his experience, I don't know that you would have to think about that debate too hard until you realize at some point she's going to have to question his military experience or go after that, right? Why would she do this? This to me is so fucking stupid. All of it's dumb.
And it's, a lot of it just seems, like I said, contrived. Like,
yes.
Like, you know, somebody wrote down, their handler wrote down, tonight right. We must go after Pete.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And no matter what the subject was they brought up, know, I think it's raining outside, which reminds me, Mayor Buttigieg, of how
much he's going through a series of note cards
and
right
now.
And
he's like, what the fuck? All of them are going after Buttigieg.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yes.
Mayor Pete.
Right. And Michelle Obama, if you're listening, if you ran for office, Donald Trump would be finished. He would be finished today, right? She announced her presidency. Goodbye. Please run for president. Everybody would love it. We'd love it. It'd be, you know, it'd be great, right? Right? Well, yeah. So please reconsider from the Crab Diving Podcast. We're asking you to reconsider.
We know you're listening.
Right? Yes. Thank you.
Do I have the Klobuchar clip? She did have a funny moment with the wine cave.
Yes. That's a good one. What does a wine cave look like? Is it like a natural?
They showed a picture of the wine.
Is it nice?
Cave. It's like a. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's like a really fancy decked out cave.
Right. And it, you know, it's God. Imagine you're running for president. And somebody's like, hey, do you want to have a fundraiser? I got this killer wine cave in my wine cave. And I would be like, yes.
We've got a killer wine cave.
Fuck yes. I'm for the wine cave.
So, you know, it was a spirited debate. And, right. And like we said, everybody.
And you think Bernie won?
I would put him up there. I don't think anyone really lost.
Yes.
I mean, you know, Steyer shouldn't be there. My IMHO.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he's just like, he's bored. He's like, you know what I'm going to do with some money? We're going to run for president because I think it'd be fun.
Right,
this is
right.
Like a stake. This is a weird vacation for him or something.
Oh, here she is.
Amy. Senator Klobuchar, had your hand up first.
I did not come here to listen to this argument. I came here to make a case for progress, and I have never even been to a wine cave. I've been to the Wind Cave in South Dakota, which I suggest you go to. So what is making a case for progress about? That is what unites us up here instead of what divides us, which is campaign finance reform.
Well, this kind of bugged me, too, even though I thought she was funny. But, I mean, the wounds on Buttigieg are still hemorrhaging from her going right. after him. And now she's saying, unity, unity, why are we fighting each other?
Yes. Go to the Wind Cave.
So...
In South Dakota. Wind Cave National Park is in the southern...
It's in the southern part, yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, well... It's known for the vast underground wind cave.
Right.
With chambers like the post office and the Elks Room. Oh, I guess that's the name of it. Okay. They're rich with honeycomb-shaped calcite formations known as boxwork.
There you
so
go.
So, I don't know. You should go to this one instead of the wine cave.
Some... Spelunking.
Yes.
Info.
Right.
God,
they're home to the pronghorn antelopes. Pronghorn. I never heard that.
The wind caves?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the wine caves?
Wind caves. I don't know what the wine.
So maybe Don Jr. will be running around
yes.
killing some.
Oh, absolutely. God,
shooting
fuck.
Some shit in the wind caves.
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying, okay. he made plans to do this. It was premeditated.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's like, I'm going on the safari. I'm going to shoot this rare sheep to death because I want to mount its head on my fucking smoke room or whatever the fuck.
Right.
He made plans to do this. He did it. He got caught somehow. And now this is the cover up. That's all this is, right?
Yes.
He made plans to kill this specific animal knowing that.
Maybe. I don't know. If it was...
Knowing that it's illegal. But because if it wasn't illegal, he would follow the... He has money, right? He would just buy the proper licenses or what the fuck ever to kill this thing. I guess. I mean...
Yeah, or he just saw something moving and shot it, and
that's
didn't.
True.
Didn't and then some Mongolian was like, "Oh shit!"
Did you look at pictures of that animal?
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful.
I can't imagine it. Why would you want to shoot it?
Right, the sheep.
Yeah,
not Don Jr.
No.
Let's see. We've got
yes,
it's Faithless Friday, everyone.
Jeebus, fuck you.
If there's like, we need more reasons to not vote for to not vote for Republicans.
Right. Like Matt Gaetz. Right. We don't need to vote for him anymore.
Sure.
Right. He's just an asshole.
Matt Bevin.
Okay. What a dick.
Former governor of Kentucky.
Yes. And partner of pedophiles.
Yeah, we're
right?
Finding out this, pardon gate, basically.
Yes.
That I think it's just a harbinger of it's a pre-show of what Trump is going to do. You think this is crazy batshit pardons going on?
He's
wait
like,
until Trump's getting ready to waddle out of office and watch who gets pardoned.
He's like, I'm gonna pardon John Wayne Gacy.
He left office having been defeated.
Yes,
he. Right before he left, he pardoned hundreds of rapists, murderers, and others without offering any real justifications.
He just did it?
It wasn't a sudden show of leniency and a nod to criminal justice reform. It seemed more like he was just setting the state on fire.
Oh, my God.
Despite the voters that voted him out.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why would we...
I'll teach you, fuckers.
Why are the people on the right just blinded by racism that they don't give a fuck about this shit? They don't really care. It's racism and Jeebus shit.
Yes.
And they don't care what Matt Bevin does. But do they realize these people that Matt Bevin is pardoning are getting released out into the planet? They don't give a shit.
No.
That is astonishing. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. Those people don't care about that. Those are all those people talk about, though. All those people always talk about all the evil Democrat pedophiles at Ping Pong Pizzagate and things of that nature.
Well, Matt Bevin, specifically, he did a interview.
Yes. God.
I am, where is this from? This is Mediaite.
Imagine you're interviewing Matt Bevin. What are you thinking before you go in there? What do I ask this racist dickhead?
In a radio interview with it says commentator Terry Miners? M-E-I-N-E-R-S?
I've never heard of Terry.
Oh, man, I don't have the, okay, I can't find the audio. Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
I'll read it. Bevin, they were talking about this, one of the people that he pardoned, Micah Schoettle, S-C-H-O-E-T-T-L-E, Schoettle.
Okay.
Who had been convicted of raping a 9-year-old girl.
What?
Got pardoned.
Why? Why?
God.
Jesus Christ. God damn.
He said I guess he... Here's
God, the GOP does it.
All right, Suzanne, thanks a bunch. In the studio with me is Matt Bevin.
Oh, no, well, that's the beginning of it. I don't have it queued up to where he says the horrible thing.
Oh, listen to
did.
That load interviewing Matt Bevin, whoever this is. Sorry.
But Bevin also, I think he outs a witness or something.
Oh, my God.
In this.
I mean, does he just have marching orders from someone?
Let me try Jezebel. You know, this will be funny at least.
Right.
Oh my God, issued hundreds of pardons for everyone from a man convicted of homicide whose family has raised more than $20,000 for Cam Bevin's campaign.
Okay. Oh, my God. Shit.
To a man convicted of raping and sodomizing a 9-year-old child.
Okay.
Even Senator Mitch McConnell, this is from Jezebel, wagged a decrepit, disapproving finger, describing the pardons as completely inappropriate. Bevin was unrepentant. In a radio interview, he made the incredible choice to offer the full-throated defense of his pardon of Micah Shettle,
okay,
the man convicted of raping repeatedly.
Oh my!
Raping a young girl beginning when she was 9 years old.
Oh, God.
And Bevin pardoned him while he was serving, the dude was serving a 23-year sentence.
Okay.
Bevin says, quote, there was zero evidence. He said before going on to reveal extremely personal details of the young victim that could easily allow her to be identified.
Oh my God.
Mentioned that the victim's sister, whom this convict was also accused of raping.
Oh my
sister,
God.
Was also there when the assaults occurred. Bevin then offered the truly astounding rationale for his beliefs that the assaults had not occurred. Quote, both their hymens were intact.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is perhaps more specific than people would want, but trust me, if you've been repeatedly sexually violated as a small child by an adult, there are going to be repercussions of that physically and medically.
Oh, my God. Vote fucking blue. Vote blue, you fuckheads. Just vote blue, you fucking morons. My God.
A doctor said an examination of the hymen is not an accurate or reliable test of a previous history of sexual activity, including sexual assault.
Now, you said earlier that the lawyers of these people were donors to his campaign.
The different guy.
Oh, okay.
The murderer.
But not this one.
I don't know what this one, I don't know what it was about.
I don't know. I mean, it's so fucked up. There must be a reason why would you even, why would this even be on his radar? Why would he know to go in the medical files and see if, you know?
This is that rape culture of the GOP that the poor men are the actual victims. Being falsely accused.
This guy was a governor.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Kentucky's chief medical examiner for 20 years said rape is not proven by hymen penetration.
This is nightmarish, what we're listening to. This is so fucked up.
Nichols worked for over 20 years as their chief medical examiner. He said he worked for 6 consecutive governors.
Okay.
As chief medical examiner, quote, and fortunately, I didn't have to report to that asshole.
Oh, my God.
This is how much Matt Bevin is hated.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus.
So he let a rapist go. For invalid reasons. It's not.
He just did it.
Right.
I can't imagine. I don't know. He's obviously paid off in some way, right? I'm just wondering why that
No,
guy.
He's stupid. This is the poor man. Obviously, he couldn't have fucked those girls if their hymens are still intact. So he's obviously innocent and being railroaded by the evil stepmother.
But that's crazy. That's like saying his agenda is to find men that are wrongly accused of rape, right? So he goes through and looks through all these cases, find one where that could be the case and champions it. That's crazy.
Well, invents a reason to champion it.
God, that is so fucked up. That's insane.
And typically Republican.
Oh, my.
100%.
God.
In the other direction. You're 180 degrees away from what the actual science is.
Ugh.
the actual science of it, just like the ectopic pregnancy. Did you see? Right. We didn't even do the story.
That's bananas, dude.
One of the assholes in, I don't know, Ohio, Pennsylvania, one of those states where they're trying, it's a little harder because it's purpley, but they're trying real hard to make sure that they put steel cages over the vaginas of every woman.
Absolutely.
And control what goes on in there.
Going to build a wall around that vagina.
So he sponsored legislation that would consider it murder if you did not transplant an ectopic pregnancy into the womb, and where it would therefore be viable. So the baby or the fertilized egg implants inside the fallopian tubes.
Okay. Right.
A life-threatening condition. You have to get that out of there or the woman will die.
You can't transplant it, right?
You can't. It it is medically impossible, yet they believe this.
Okay.
On the right. He wrote it into legislation.
Oh, my God.
When he was confronted with the fact that this is medically impossible, he basically said, well, what the hell do I know about it?
You wrote it in a bill, dickhead.
You want to force women to go to jail.
You should know about
not transplanting.
These fucking Republicans, their agenda is to control women. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit to the point that they'll make you do shit that'll kill someone. Because the way I'm not a fucking doctor. Matt Bevin thinks he's a doctor, apparently. But you can't transplant an ectopic pregnancy. Right?
Right.
You can't do it. I mean, I can't do it. I wouldn't know how. But, you know.
Lawmaker said he didn't research ectopic pregnancy before he added it to the bill.
Ohio
anti-abortion bill would force a procedure that is not medically possible.
That's crazy. That's from the governor.
State Representative John Becker, a southwestern Ohio. Oh, he's a Republican.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Shocker.
Pat, go fuck yourself.
Crafted a measure that is now drawing international scrutiny for its questionable medical grounding.
Okay.
He got help from a lobbyist named Barry Sheets.
Okay.
A guy who is a lobbyist for Right to Life Action Coalition.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Mr. Sheets. I'm a fucking cunt.
The bill prohibits insurers from covering abortion services, but provides an exception for a procedure intended to re-implant an ectopic pregnancy in a woman's uterus.
Okay. So this is their specialty.
Becker said he never researched whether this was even a viable medical procedure before including it. Quote, I heard about it over the years. I never questioned it or gave it a lot of thought.
I heard about something that I haven't really thought about. I'm going to put it into some legislation.
This guy Sheets and this lunatic from Right to Life.
Okay.
Encouraged Becker to push back after a Maryland geneticist questioned the scientific journals he was using to defend it.
Okay.
One of the scientific journals was from 1980, one from 1917.
71 or 17?
17.
17!
Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was probably the president at that time.
Hey, Siri, when was penicillin fucking invented?
20s, wasn't it?
1928. This guy wants to use shit from a time before penicillin? Suck my cock. Right. No offense, but no thanks. No. Why don't you just bleed me, dickhead?
1917.
and a 1980s reference. I don't know if I'm good with that either. Fuck that, lunatic.
The What are the side effects of the current treatment for ectopic pregnancies on the embryo? Oh, that's right. Death, wrote this Right to Life lunatic.
Death to the person?
You're killing the embryo if you don't try to reimplant it. You're killing a baby.
Yes. What about the person? I mean, you consider them to be incubator. But what about this person?
Right, because they don't try to do this because the consequences for the mother are too... For the woman, they're too dangerous. Yeah.
Well, I know, and it's... I just don't understand why they don't... Why is not the life of the mother considered? In their argument, if they're pro-life...
Well, some of them do. Reluctantly.
Yeah. Reluctantly?
Just like rape and incest.
I'm going to reluctantly give a shit about
you. A lot of them
you.
Don't want an exception for rape and incest.
That is... We're insane. There's no reason. It frustrates me so much. It's 2020. And somebody like Mike Pence is vice president.
Yeah.
That is absolutely crazy, dude. That's fucked.
So... This is what happens when a bunch of penis wielders
yes.
get together.
Ooh.
Penis wielders that are allegedly religious
yes.
get together.
Right. They do bad shit.
And decide to legislate women's reproductive
yes.
rights.
You know what they tend to do? Bad shit to everyone but themselves.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
But we're so persecuted. White men are the most hated.
Oh, yes, I know. At Starbucks, they didn't want a cup with Jesus being nailed to the fucking cross, bleeding out his fucking eyeballs. You know what I mean? They didn't want to have a Jesus-y cup for Christmas. They don't have presents and Christmas trees. No cross, dickhead. I'm so sorry.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks Yay. For joining us. Jeebus. We love you a long time.
Right. And I'll tell you this about Starbucks. I'm pissed that they took the boobs off the fucking cup of the mermaid. The mermaid used to have boobs.
They did.
Now the mermaid has no boobs.
Yeah. I want to look at no mermaid titties when I'm drinking my coffee.
I mean, right? It was a cool design, right? I mean, I'm not saying it was about the boobs or anything like that, but covering up the
cartoon drawing boobs.
Yeah, it's like that's like when Watch-His-Face covered up naked statues somewhere. Who did that? Oh, the dickhead, Ashcroft.
Oh, Ashcroft covered up the boobs on the statues at the Justice Department.
Right. Why can't the mermaid be topless on the coffee cup, man? Come on, Charles Schultz.
I've got good news.
Crab diving good news with a caveat.
And I think this is... It's good news, but it's not good news for America because it's our friends to the north.
Oh, shit.
Our Canadian brethren and sisterin.
Hey, Hosier, fuck you.
They have universal health care up there.
Oh, pussies.
I believe LGBT and equal rights for women. In their constitution.
But we have that, right? Don't we have that? Okay.
Not even women.
But wait a second. It's nearly 2020. Are you
they
shitting me?
They can't pass. The ERA is still valid. And I thought now we're only like one or two states away.
Right.
Like, didn't state recently just pass the Equal Rights Amendment again now that the Democrats took over? Like Virginia or something? I thought we did that story where another state has finally passed the fucking Equal Rights Amendment.
That's crazy.
And they need to get, three quarters of the state?
And then it'll be federal, right?
Well, it'll be an amendment
to
the Constitution.
Oh, shit. Well, what states are the holdouts?
I'll bet we're living in one right now. I'll bet.
No, come on.
I'll bet the one the half hour in that direction.
Yeah.
Is.
For sure.
Is on that list.
Most deaf.
Alabama.
Georgia, probably. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, West Virginia.
Good news from Vancouver.
Yay.
And we've done stories kind of like this here, too.
Right.
Byron Wood.
Okay.
Is a nurse.
Yes.
He's in Vancouver.
He
was going through a rough time. Said he began drinking and doing drugs.
Okay.
He had a particularly bad night. Went to a local clinic where a doctor sent him to hospital.
Yes.
He became a non-practicing nurse at that time. Apparently, they frown upon nurses that have drug overdoses.
Okay.
And he, they understood that once he completed a recovery program, he would be able to practice his special kind of love with patients again.
Yes, yes.
One problem was...
Okay.
Part of the rehabilitation process that was mandated by his... By the nursely nurse people.
Okay.
That yes. he worked with and for.
The nurse gods.
Was Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, shit.
Alcoholics Anonymous is a faith-based 12-step program.
You got to give it up to a higher power, baby.
Mr. Wood is an atheist.
Okay. Well, right. Well, what are you going to do?
He went to residential treatment in Ontario.
Yes.
For 5 weeks.
Okay.
Hated it.
Right.
If I questioned the 12-step philosophy or tried to discuss scientific explanations and treatments for addiction, I was labeled in denial.
Listen,
you're in denial.
Right.
I don't want to confess that I am powerless and give up everything to a higher power because I don't believe in any higher powers.
Yeah, and if you've gone to the trouble to arrive at that conclusion, and you ever find yourself having conversations with people that don't see things the way you see it, you lose your mind at times. Often,
now, there are
people are dickbags about
people
it.
People who it works for and 12-step works and rock on. But it won't work.
Yes.
A 12-step would not work on me because I step one, I'm going to say, you're full of shit.
Right. Absolutely.
Wood said, I was told that I have to admit I'm powerless and submit to a higher power. It was unhelpful to me and humiliating.
But there is no higher power, motherfucker.
Well, that's what we believe.
So, like, how do I do that?
Exactly.
How do I just submit?
You're in denial.
There's nothing up there.
You're in denial.
Fuck! You're out of your mind.
No license for you.
Oh, shit. Wait a second. I'm into God. I like that shit. That's what you have to do, right? You have to pretend. And then how's that any kind of recovery?
He said, quote, there was a mentality among staff that addiction is a moral failing in need of salvation. We were encouraged to pray.
Oh, my God. But you need something that will help you. If you don't, if someone's telling you to pray, it's like telling, it's not like, it is telling you to talk to someone that doesn't fucking exist.
Right.
That's why am I there? What are you doing for me?
He attended Alcoholics Anonymous for a while, but soon stopped because it was bullshit to him.
Yes.
And because of that, he was fired.
Oh, my fucking God.
He filed a human rights complaint against the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority.
Yes.
And the British Columbia Nurses Union. Don't you know?
Right.
Eh?
Hey, Hoosier.
Saying that they discriminated against him because of his atheism.
Yes.
By forcing him to undergo religious treatment programs when there are secular scientific alternatives readily available.
Right.
They are essentially punishing him for not believing in some kind of God.
But wait, I don't understand. Why didn't they just give him a treatment that wasn't Jeebusy?
Because that's their policy. You go to AA.
Oh, you just don't have the option.
No.
They don't give a fuck.
Hence the lawsuits, yes.
Oh, my God. That's so dumb. They can just do the right thing.
After months of negotiations, he's been vindicated.
Yeah.
But much of the settlement is confidential. But one important aspect is now that no healthcare professional will ever be forced to attend AA meetings or other 12-step programs if they are diagnosed with addiction and want to keep their jobs.
No shit.
So real change.
Yeah, that's good. Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
These employees will no longer be required to attend 12-step rehab centers, 12-step meetings,
yeah,
or participate in any 12-step activities if they object for religious reasons.
Yeah, and you know people just take those just to do it, just to get it done, and they don't believe. They just take them.
Oh, sure.
It's crazy. What a crazy waste of time.
Well, and if you really want help with your addiction, they're doing a disservice to this person.
Oh, yeah. It's not a valid option.
Instead of helping them with real, you know, whether it's like cognitive behavioral stuff or whatever, instead of getting real effective treatment that might work for him, he's being told, you give it up to God and admit that you're powerless.
Yeah, and to him that means, to that guy that's an atheist, that means that you need to go talk to yourself. You need to talk to someone who doesn't exist. That's what prayer is.
Right.
So
why don't you contact Professor Dumbledore?
Yeah.
And ask him for help with your addiction is equally as valid.
I bet Dumbledore could help you. You know, the spell for that. It's just as likely.
Right? I mean,
it's insanity.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But good news, I guess.
Oh, yes.
They made the right decision.
That is great news.
I remember we did a story. I don't know if it's been litigated.
But it's Canada, though, right?
That's Canada, yeah.
That's not here.
No.
Okay.
But I think there was like Utah or something. There was another story here in the States we did where the guy was suing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're in the middle of it still. Right. You know, things go so slowly.
Yeah, it's Utah, too. They're conservative.
I think
there.
It's Utah.
Right.
But it was the same kind of deal where I think it was a jail kind of deal. Where
oh, shit.
You go to rehab or you go to jail. And they sent him to rehab and it was all Jesus-y. And he's like, fuck this.
Yeah, that was the story.
And they're like, okay, then go to jail. And he's like, I'm an atheist. I should have a non-religious treatment option.
Yeah.
Go figure.
And if you tell people you're an atheist, that means you've thought about it. You know, you're convinced of it. Just that Jeebus person is, well, not just like that Jeebus person is convinced. Not like that at all.
We've got a few more. Oh, God, this guy's still around.
Oh, shit.
Kevin Swanson.
Yay.
Kill the gays.
Okay.
I don't say that. God did, that guy. He's the guy that talks like this
Jesus.
When he is speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan.
This guy is totally fucking banana. But Kevin Swanson was the guy that gave the speech
he hosted
the Republican prayer
an
breakfast.
Event, right, in Iowa. Where,
calling for the death of gay people.
Where Huckabee and Ted Cruz showed up.
Okay.
And that's where he literally called for the death of homosexuals.
Right.
Not my words, but God's.
You're crazy.
I don't know how this is. Seems pretty long, but here's Kevin Swanson. It says here, anti-LGBTQ pastor Kevin Swanson, who once blamed Hurricane Harvey on the city of Houston having, quote, a very, very aggressively pro-homosexual mayor.
Oh, shit.
Is not happy at all about the selection for Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Oh, but why?
Well, they're assholes.
Oh, right?
These tiny
that's
little
right.
sad little white men.
Oh,
are,
yes.
Are
and their poor
somehow,
little sacks.
They're terrified at a vagina possessor who's out there making real change and shaking their comfy little trees.
This is a child using her platform for good. What is negative about this? Explain to me what is negative about advocating.
Here, listen.
Here is a picture of the collapse of the West. I think more than anything I've ever seen, this the most iconic picture of the death of the West ever, and that is that Time magazine has appointed Time's Person of the Year to Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg?
Yeah, some 15, 16 years of age.
Yeah.
The prophetess of the New Age.
The prophetess. Of the new age. The prophetess.
Is that how you say her name?
I believe it's Thunberg.
Thunberg. I think we're saying it wrong. It sounds like
Thunberg, he says.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do believe it's Thunberg.
Is he just being a dick?
And I don't know who his co-toad is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a sad fuck.
It was like, Thunberg? Who's that?
God. Hey, dude, whoever the fuck you are.
She's the prophetess.
Always. Why is it always in all these right-wing nut job dick bad podcasts, these fuck faces that are the second bananas? These people are the saddest fuckers on the planet, right?
They'd have their own show if they were articulate and...
Could you imagine telling... What do you do? Well, I'm Kevin Swanson's co-host on... FuckfaceChristian.com. Come listen to me. Listen to me be racist and stupid.
It's more like a sidekick.
Oh, yes. A cum dumpster.
A picture of the collapse of the West. I think more than anything I've ever seen, this the most iconic picture of the death of the West ever, and that is that Time magazine has appointed Time's Person of the Year to Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, some 15, 16 years of age. Yeah. The prophetess of the new age, Greta Thunberg. She is that teenager from Stockholm, Sweden. And she is the prophetess that speaks at the United Nations, no less. This is what she said.
Listen, this is he's jealous. Guess who will never be asked to speak in front of the United Nations?
Kevin Swanson! This guy
prophetess.
Is...
Apparently,
I honestly mean this. He is the creepiest of the motherfuckers.
Yeah, great diction though.
He's very creepy, dude.
Very, very hard consonants.
Yeah, there's Kevin. Don't take this the wrong way, but there's something about you that you know, like as gross as Eric Trump looks, you sound similar. Do you know what I mean? Like you sound like a gross fucking Nazi serial killer, right?
Do us a favor and just once say it puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah. Oh,
I just want to hear it.
This is a piece of what she said to the United Nations, speaking to the world, instructing the leaders of the entire world concerning her wisdom and her prophet.
Listen to this. Little girl, vagina possessor, is telling the leaders of the world.
You know, hey, law enforcement, can I ask you something? Do me a favor and quit pulling over black people just because they're black and look into guys like this. Have a look at this guy. He is a serial killer for sure, right? There's something up in it. Please, someone look in this fucker's basement. This is the creepiest guy.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan.
He sounds like he has fits. You know what I mean? He sounds it really sounds like to me that he is trying to suppress total mental illness. He sounds like a Batman.
This is him suppressing.
This sounds like a crazy person trying to sound normal. He really does.
Like when the Riddler is working for the police in Gotham.
I mean, this motherfucker is about to turn into a werewolf or something.
Announcements and pronouncements for the day.
Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
All right, so there it is. That's
that. You know,
all you can talk about is fairy tales of profits and economic growth.
Listen, I hope.
And she's a little worked up
that her parents took her to McDonald's to have a sundae after that because she fucking nailed that shit. Not McDonald's, but some
her
other
car.
Right.
You
know what I mean? 16, oh yeah, you think that's bigger than 16, that? She's 16 years old. Well,
she deserves more than Star Wars Happy Meal.
Right. That's great though. I mean, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? What's wrong with somebody getting pissed off and as Ivanka would say, energized over climate change?
Money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
All right, so there it is. That's the prophetess speaking, 14, 15 years of age, to the entire world. We're going to get to the Isaiah 3 passage in just a moment. I know that most of our listening audience is going to be, that's Isaiah 3. But this
get your tissues ready, everybody.
See, the thing is,
we're all going to be jerking off to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3.
And I'm beginning to sound a little Black Vanny here, but like I think as a human being, my government should let me know if I'm living next to this lunatic. Because he is Very creepy, dude. Mm-hmm. He is a disturbing motherfucker.
A three passage in just a moment. I know that most of our listening audience is going to be, that's Isaiah 3. But this is the iconic picture of what is happening at the death of the West. My friends, this is it. This is the unraveling of the Western world. This is what it looks like. Now, sadly, you know, she's just a young girl. She's 14, 15 years of age, very disturbed.
Yeah,
she's psychologically 16, disturbed.
16 now, I think.
16 now. Yeah. She's been psychologically disturbed.
Psychologically disturbed.
Well, and to that co-host, this is a guy I don't disagree with. This is a guy that you catch and
she's
you
16 now.
Put him somewhere.
What did you say to me?
He should be locked in a room doing this. Do you know what I mean? He is very disturbing.
Diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder, selective mutism. The Bible speaks of mutism, selective mutism. Well, in terms of that mute demonic spirit that affected that little boy and others. Remember the story in Mark 9?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when the disciples couldn't cast out.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
And that's the one, yeah.
You loser.
But Jesus,
you loser,
of course,
piece of shit! You piece of shit! You loser sidekick to Kevin Swanson, like, you fuck!
It's like that one episode of Gilligan's Island when the professor
wanted
to kick out Marianne.
Yeah, I gotta tell you. To me, Kevin Swanson needs a double lithium or something.
Came to help.
He is not right. This is not
the little boy with the big demon. You know, I have to say there's something very disturbing.
Yes.
About the appearance of and the presentation of this Greta Thunberg. So now she's being trotted out in front of the others. The other demonic spirits are using her.
Okay.
To lead the world, wherever it's going. I don't know where this world is going, but she is the prophetess that is sharing the wisdom. And Time Magazine makes her person of the year, which means that she is the most important, the most significant, the most wise. And
No.
This is why. Hey, Kevin. Listen, serial killer with loads of lotions and lots of wine caves to trap people in and do bad things to. This is why Time Magazine didn't give Person of the Year to Donald Trump. Because of fuckers like you, right? Because they don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wisdom. And Time Magazine makes her Person of the Year, which means that she is the most important, the most significant, the most wise and the most influential leader of the entire world in 2019, according to Time Magazine. Friends, if this isn't a demonstration, a quintessential demonstration of the death of the West, of what an entire empire, or what multiple empires look like at the verge of collapsing.
This
man is
multiple
crazy.
Empires collapsing this because is, Greta, because a 16-year-old environmental activist spoke at the United Nations.
I listen.
We got to go soon.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck. Okay. My point is he's fucking crazy and someone should look in on him.
That's what. There's only like 30 I'm seconds
sorry,
left.
He's crazy.
This isn't a demonstration, a quintessential demonstration of the death of the West, of what an entire empire, or what multiple empires look like at the verge of collapsing. This is it, Steve. I mean, it's ridiculous. Steve. On the one hand, we want to be compassionate with Greta. I truly believe that Greta needs Jesus, and short of her coming to Christ, I don't know what's going to happen to this young lady. It's sad to watch her. It's a sad to see her in the condition that she is in.
What?
There you go.
The fuck? You are bananas. You are nuts. And fuck you, Steve.
Steve,
you piece of shit. Steve, you're going to end up with the lotion.
This is, friends, if this isn't a quintessential demonstration of the death of the West, or with an entire empire,
this
guy multiple empires,
spoke at an event that Mike Pence and what's his
hosted.
Face?
Hosted.
He hosted the event. This guy's nuts. I mean, I don't know what he's like. He sounds like your stereotypical serial killer, you know? Like, I'm sure when actors audition to play serial killers, a lot of them, most of them, probably want to sound like this guy. He's disturbing. God, what a creep, man. It's really fucked up to, like, he's spending all this time going after a child, which is totally fucking fucked up, man.
Well, right, all of them.
You're a fuck.
All of them.
Yes.
Yes. Leviticus 20:13 calls for the death penalty for homosexuals. Yes. Romans chapter 1, verse 32, the Apostle Paul does say that homosexuals are worthy of death. His words, not mine.
Oh, my God. They were at that event.
20 minutes later, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Cruz.
And also, who's the other one?
Mike Huckabee.
Oh, my God, guys. Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee.
They were both there.
At that fucking event. That's crazy.
His words, not mine.
That guy is crazier than Brendan Dilley. I had Brendan Dilley in first place for a while, but sorry. But Trump or bust, motherfucker!
Trump or bust, motherfuckers.
God damn. Jesus Christ, you
lunatics.
Hey,
everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be here next week. Well, not every week, because every day next week, because it's Christmas and shit, but we'll be here Monday.
Jeebus.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, not iTunes, but everywhere you get your fucking podcasts from. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon.
Oh, yes.
Find out where and when, Ryan. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy, his Instagram, his Radar Comedy. His website for his full schedule will be available at crabdiving or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's do it again, like I said, next week, shall we?
Trump or bust, motherfucker! Fuck you, Steve!
Elected Donald J. Trump and decided here's my line in the sand. That's it. Trump or bust, motherfucker.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.
Thank you.